the writing of poetry honors what Billy Collins calls the bright yellow pencil, which is mightier than the sword, for there is no erasing what the sword can do.
Poet Jack King has lived in Bloomington for over 30 years. He has now retired from all three of the careers he practiced here. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. Jack, what is your bright yellow pencil put to paper for us?
Listening to Mahler. Slowly up from the sea, through brittle crash of waves that climb mollusk-crusted rocks and hiss over a cobblestone beach, into coastal hills where early mist hangs above melodic creeks that divide at tufted islets, spill down gentle slopes, pass through soft-floored forests of fragrant cedar and pine. Across garden-quiet valleys, birds and insects, a scrim of sound. Dark, shaggy forms half seen through far-off grass. For the first time, fear. On mountain trail, white peaks now and then between the trees. Higher up, where ice-water curtains fall from gray rock faces. Complex rhythm on the stony scree below. In near dark, exhausted rest. One burgundy rose atop new snow. Peace. Whatever being, force, or energy does weave this fragile fabric we call life to it or them, my offering goes of deep and joyful gratitude. Midst daily strife between the noise of every busy week, I sometimes hear the melody called peace. That fragile tune comes not in ways I seek, by ritual or rationality. No, peace more often is to me surprise. New clarity in quiet meditation, a ripple on my pond of memories, or someone's unexpected gentle touch, and yields the simplest thing I know. Beyond is here, forever is in now. Costa Rica, sea. I'm in a different place. I know from little niggling strangenesses at the edge of mind. Conversations overheard are unfamiliar words set to unfamiliar melodies. At noon, my only shadow is a circle at my feet. Facing west, prevailing winds are oddly at my back. Night sky is fuller, brighter. Howler monkeys of childhood picture books here come to visit in the flesh and shatter rest. And no soldier marches here, not one. No hint of empire, no crusade to shape the world. Some days this feels more like home than home. A Psalm to First Nations. Praise to peoples of the north, to seal hunts and sled dog howls, to icy villages at the very edge of life, and of the south, to quillwork art and neat row crops, to great high mounds along the river. Praise to peoples of the east, to hill-planted beans and corn and silent tracking of the deer, to long houses filled with smoke where elders plan for seven generations. And of the West, to irrigation systems and eagle feather ceremonies, to adobe cities giving shelter for 1,000 years. Praise to sun, the source, and to the earth, sustenance and home and mother.
You've been listening to poems by Jack King on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.